date is the 14th of March 2011. My name is Veronica Wolfe and I have lived in the village of Orwell since the mid-60s, probably for 45 years. I've been asked to talk about the campaign in the village to save Barnard's house and Lordship Cottage from demolition. This seems a long time ago now, the late 60s and early 70s, when Mrs. Knight lived on one half of Barnard's and Bet lived on the other half. It was a T-shaped house and obviously very old and interesting. The small cottage, thatched cottage on the end, I have a feeling was built as an apple store for the original house. Now, these houses and land were owned by the council. Mrs. Knights was getting very elderly and, since her son had died, was not coping very well, and she eventually went into a home. And Bet also had troubles on her end and asked to be moved to a new cottage on Meadowcroft. This was not surprising, as neither of the cottage had any modern conveniences. They both had one sink with a cold tap, and the toilets were in down the garden.
Was there any running water at all? Any hot running water?
There was no hot running water. I don't know how they managed for bathing. And Mrs. Knight, bless her heart, she was somebody who always managed not to receive a standing charge from the electricity because she didn't use enough. I never know how she managed that, but she would sit by the fire in the evening by candlelight.
What happened to the cottages when Mrs. Knights and Bet moved out?
Well, the council owned the land and they were left standing empty for a bit. And then they were used for emergency housing. A couple, temporary emergency accommodation. The couple in Barnard's had moved from the fire. Perhaps some of the old people in the village would remember. There was a big cottage fire in Arrington at the bottom of the hill, and they were gutted, and so young people moved in there. The other house, the little cottage, was used for emergency temporary accommodation. A family of parents and two children arrived, and all things were fairly quiet for a bit, but then their relatives found out they were there, and they all came round and moved in. And complaints were made to the council about this family, as there were 7 to 8, perhaps 9 people staying at the cottage. And as you can imagine, with one cold tap and a toilet down the garden, this was not satisfactory. The council, this was in 1977, when those old enough to remember will know that this was the last recession. There was not much money about. The council had no money to do anything, and although several people, not only in Town Green Road but around the village, were urgently lobbying the council, and my husband in fact wrote to them, and they suggested, the letter suggested that one effect of this temporary housing has been to accelerate the deterioration of the properties much faster than anyone thought possible. It's a conservation area from the top of Town Green Road down to the chapel. And obviously Barnard's in particular is a very ancient 17th century house. It was thought important that this should be saved. So Councillor King was lobbied. He was into preservation and was quite keen to save the cottages. Councillor Brown was on the head of planning committee. And being the local councillor, he was very keen to get local sheltered housing for the old people. So battle commenced. The old people's housing project, which the land was designated for, hopefully, by Mr. Brown, was not viable for at least 5 years because there was no money. It was suggested that perhaps the houses could be sold by the council to private developers so that they could do the houses up and use them for their own occupation. But the council really felt that they wanted to keep the conservation area and have actual knowledge of what was going on there. So it was decided that the council would do the cottages up temporarily to keep them together until money was available to do them properly. Eventually, the council did do the houses up. They were stripped right down to the bones and they were rebuilt at vast expense, a lot more expensive than the council thought, but they were sold off to private owners. There's only been two owners in Barnards, but several in the little cottage. Councillor Brown's project for old people's housing was finally realised when the houses were built on Lordship on the site of the old allotments.